Task 2. You are Lisa Wong. You are a voluntary member of a youth centre in your community. You are talking to your centre supervisor, Mr. Ma, about redesigning a multi-purpose room at the centre. Listen to the conversation and complete the floor plan of the room below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Lisa, we need to come up with a plan to redesign the multi-purpose room at the community centre.
I've got a simple floor plan of the multi-purpose room here, which gives us an idea of the space we have. The multi-purpose room is quite big. It's about 100 square metres.
Let me see. There are 10 squares on each side, which means that each square represents 1 square metre.
That's right. I've drawn in some of the things that I think we should have in the room.
What are the 2 shaded areas on the right-hand side of the floor plan?
Oh, those are the windows.
You'd better label them clearly so that we know what they are.
Okay, let me write down window on the shaded areas.
Because there are 2 windows, you have to write the word window twice, one on top of the floor plan and one at the bottom.
Okay, window here and window at the bottom on the shaded areas.
What is this long rectangle on the left-hand side of the floor plan?
This one here?
Yes.
That's the sofa. Somebody donated a nice sofa to our centre last month. I think it's a good idea to put a sofa in the multi-purpose room.
Good idea. In fact, we have an armchair in the storeroom. We can put it in the multi-purpose room too.
Let me first label the long rectangle on the left. I'll write sofa in the rectangle. Now, where should we put the armchair?
The armchair is about 1 metre long and 1 metre wide. Put the armchair in the top left-hand corner of the room.
Hang on. Let me draw a square in the top left-hand corner of the floor plan and label it armchair. Okay.
Now, look at this wall at the top of the floor plan. I can see that you have drawn 3 rectangles there. What are they?
They are a vending machine, a bookshelf, and a cupboard.
You need to label them. So which one is which?
The largest rectangle is the cupboard. So let me write cupboard in that rectangle.
And the vending machine should be put right by the window, because there is a power outlet there.
Yes, the rectangle right next to the window is the vending machine.
So the one between the cupboard and the vending machine is the bookshelf?
Yes. We have a few 100 books in the storeroom. I think maybe we could put some of them in the multi-purpose room.
That's fine. Is there a desk for group activities in the multi-purpose room?
Yes. I want to put a big round desk right in the centre of the multi-purpose room for group activities.
How big is the desk?
I'm not quite sure, but it should be at least 3 metres in diameter.
Why don't you draw a circle in the centre of the floor plan and label it Activity Desk?
Where exactly should I draw it?
Just in the middle.
Like this?
Yes, and label it Activity Desk.
Activity Desk. Okay.
What is this big area right in front of the window in the lower right-hand corner?
This area is reserved for the computer and the internet. So let me label it PC.
PC. Okay, I guess that's all for the floor plan. Great.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.